Welcome to Short Varnam Parshas Pinchas. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. Imagine for a moment that you go to the ceremony where they award the Nobel Peace Prize. And to your surprise, or perhaps shock, the fellow that they give the Nobel Peace Prize to is a very decorated general. Decorated general? I thought it's a Nobel Peace Prize. Say yes, you know, there was war in a particular area for so many years, and he brought peace. He ended the war. I don't think that would fly for the Nobel Peace Commission. That's because the definition of peace in modern society is not necessarily congruent with the definition of peace in the Torah. Peace in modern society means the absence of violence, means the absence of action. Peace, it's a non-entity. From a Torah perspective, we are mandated, we're obligated to be Ohev Shalom, to love peace, but also to be roid of shalom, to pursue peace. What does that mean? The word roid of doesn't just mean pursue, it means to chase. It means to say as long as things are within the Torah, the pathways of the Torah are true. When life is within the parameters of the Torah, that is the ultimate peace. But as soon as it deviates from that, then there is no peace. It's maybe a separate peace or a different type of peace. It could seem peaceful, but if things are not congruent with Torah values, that's not peace at all. That's the absence of peace. In this week's parsha, Pinchas, through an act of violence, he executes the Nasi, the leader of a tribe, and a princess as they're doing an illegitimate, an inappropriate act. And yet his reward for that is shalom, brisi shalom, a blessing, a covenant of peace, which seems incongruent. He did a violent act, and the blessing is peace. The answer is the Torah is teaching us. That when one does the will of Hashem, when one keeps the parameters of the Torah, that's the ultimate peace. And standing by and being inactive when action needs to be done is a lack of peace. May the Rabbeinu Shalom fill our lives with both Ohev Shalom, a love of tranquil peace. But at the time that we need to stand up, and the time that we need to take a stance, may Hashem also help us be Roid Fei Shalom. And on that note, Shabbat Shalom. Have a peaceful Shabbos in all of its meanings.